Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, NBA playoffs going on right now, if you haven't heard. 76ers. Well, we'll get to that here in a second. But the, who is it? What's going on? Magic. Cavaliers right now, first quarter, Orlando Magic up 16-10 on the Cleveland Cavaliers in game 7. The winner of this will take on the Boston Celtics in the next round. Besides the you know what, we'll do that in the next segment because I want to get to this. I want to talk about some of the other playoff matchups.
Okay.
But I want to pose this question to you two fellas and the listeners out there. Vancouver Ford text line, you can text in 503-864-6326. Who are you more upset with? Tobias Harris and his on-court performance with the money that he is making, or Patrick Beverley and his off-the-court behavior with him just being an idiot overall? Because I feel like you could make a strong case for both of them. Tobias Harris, seemingly off the court, great dude. Like, I was reading a story this week that, and I think they timed the story out to just like probably make you not be so upset with him. But apparently him and his brother are trying to help with families in L.A. that are low income and trying to like build houses out there and trying to give people that are underprivileged a little bit better of a chance in the Los Angeles community. Seems like he's a good dude. But my God, I do not know how you look yourself in the mirror when your job is to be a professional basketball player and you get a 5-year, $180 million contract. And in one of the most important games of the season, you put up 0 points shooting 0-for-2 from the field for the Philadelphia 76ers. That dude has been one of the most disappointing players I feel like I have ever seen in the NBA with the amount of money that he's making. If he was making like 5 years, 50 mil, then he would maybe get a pass. You are getting paid all-star level money. 5 years, $180 million. This year alone, he made $39.2 million.
That was a max contract when he signed that, wasn't it?
$39 million Tobias Harris made. God. And you're getting 0 points on 0-of-2 shooting in a pivotal game to extend your season against the New York Knicks. Like, what else do you need, brother, to like push you to like, hey, maybe I give this a try. You know, maybe we'll see if I can contribute some way. I haven't even looked up the rest of his game logs for this year, but that alone right there in that game just made me disgusted to be like, how do you look yourself in the mirror and be like, well, I did everything I could. Like, you got to be kidding me. On the flip side, you look at Patrick Beverley, that dude, when it comes to on the court, gives it his all, right? He is a gnat. He is an annoyance. He has to do things. He has to give himself leverage out there because he is undersized. He can't shoot as well. So he has to do things out there that give him an edge and give him an advantage and gets into the other player's head so that way he can make a difference for his team. And he actually seemingly gives an F on the court from the way that you see him play and perform. But when you got him throwing the ball at fans multiple times in Indiana when he's on the bench towards the end of the game, when the team is lost and it's basically decided, you got like a minute or two left in the game, and he's throwing a ball at fans after they said that, I believe the reports are saying that this fan was saying 1-2-3 Cancun as they were breaking the huddle. The Bucks were breaking their own huddle. The fan was behind them saying 1-2-3 Cancun, which is hilarious in itself.
It is.
So uber sensitive in that sense where he's throwing the ball, it hits a lady in the head, and then he throws it at another. And then in the post-game press conference, telling one of the ESPN reporters, producers, that you can't interview me.
Do you follow my podcast? No.
No.
Then, not just an ESPN person. She's like the director of ESPN's, like...
I've seen multiple people.
Something like that. She's a pretty big wig with ESPN. So
people like came to her side and said, like, dude, that is like one of the last people you would do that to because of her track record and how well she's known in reporting and league circles. So, and then not just saying no, you can't interview, but leave the circle. Like, you need to leave the area of the people with their microphones trying to pick up on, like, get like. So again, I don't know.
Number one, your podcast is trash. Like, let's just be real, but continue, Joe. I'm sorry.
I don't know, again, who I'm upset at more because, yeah, we can obviously be, you know, somewhat like fake outrage. I can't believe Patrick Beverley did that. Oh, my God. It's like, yeah, we've seen him for the last few years now. This is who he is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
But when it comes to basketball versus being a human being and being a decent human being at that, like, again, the sports side of me that says, like, Tobias Harris, I'm absolutely disgusted with you and what you have done for in your tenure with the 76ers, which is little to nothing with the amount of money that you are getting paid, a disgusting amount of money to put up those numbers in that performance versus, again, Pat Bev, who is just trying to stay on a team at this point and at least shows that he cares somewhat and gives an effort out there. But what he does off the court and how he is just, he's a douche.
Well, here's the thing about effort, because I think we all would like Tobias Harris to shoot more than twice. Only Kyle Lowry shot, you know, twice as far as the starters, but
yeah, he's not getting paid $40 million.
Embiid shot, you know, 25 times, and Maxey shot 18 times, and these guys are fighting for their lives. So of course, your three best scorers, Kelly Oubre, shot 14 times. But here's the cold part: Tobias Harris, 0 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, a minus 10.
I think J. Cole could have gotten more points than that.
No, he couldn't.
How many minutes did he play?
He played 29 minutes.
See, so what the hell are you doing out there? You're basically doing cardio for a full NBA playoff game.
Pat Bev played 40 minutes, was 3 of 11, which you never want Pat Beverly shooting, and he ended with 6 points and had a minus 11, you know, on the night. Technically, Tobias Harris still played well. He played better than Patrick Beverley. I'll say that. As far as, you know, what he did. Patrick Beverley's...
No, he didn't.
No, I'm saying his plus minus says he did. You know, for so...
If I don't if care
if you're a
plus
minus guy, fine. But 3-for-11, again, that's definitely not the guy you want shooting. But Patrick Beverley is... I'll give Tobias Harris the benefit of the doubt because he had 19 the night before, you know, when they actually, like, won a game, I think it was. And so... He actually has been trying to do his part, which I think it's still kind of tough for him to figure out what exactly is my part now. You know, if Embiid's got to go off for 40 every game, we know Maxey's going to be the second one. We know Kelly Oubre's not coughing the ball up once he get it. So where do I actually fit in?
But
you know,
two shots,
here?
Rashad.
But
that's
two
like
shots.
Four
no,
on
he needs
five.
He needs more than two shots. But Embiid got 40, so you have to give him the ball. Like you're trying to get back in this game. Who do you want shooting? Tobias Harris or Embiid? Oh, so that's that part. But Patrick Beverley, he's a legend in his own mind. In his mind, Pat Bev really believes that he's one of them ones. And I think we all know that he's not. And so for all the on-the-court antics and off-the-court antics and for the podcast, and if you listen to his podcast, it's, bro, you really feel yourself. You really think that you're cold. And you're in the NBA, so clearly you're cold. You come to 24-Hour Fitness or Bally's or any one of those places, then you're definitely the best person in the gym, you know, as far as hoop. But NBA standards, Pat Bev, you're not even close to being that dude. You're playing and starting right now out of necessity, not because you are just the game-changing person for that team.
I'm going to read you Tobias Harris's numbers for this series against the Knicks, okay? So game one, 7 points on 3-of-7 shooting. Game two, 10 points, 4-of-11 shooting. Game three, 8 points, 4-of-10 shooting. Game four, 10 points, shooting 4-of-10 from the field. Hey, you got 19 out of him in game five. There you go, on 7-of-11 shooting. And then, as mentioned, in game six, when your season is on the line, you score 0 points and go 0-of-2 from the field. When it comes from a how much am I paying for what am I getting, that is egregious, dude. Like, that is, and I would love
you're
to
a lot.
I would love to take a look at other contracts and stats and what you're getting. Like, you know, great. Regular season numbers, fine, whatever. He averaged like 17 this year, shot 45%, 48%, excuse me, from the field. Cool. When it comes to when it matters most in the playoffs, you do nothing for me. And when I am paying you that much, I would feel like the dollars matter more during this time of year than in October or November, December, well, what you're doing for
me. And also money is different now. Like guys that would never have big money, you're getting it because it's there to give away. So when you have a guy like Tobias Harris who, you know, I don't really know what his role is on this team. And honestly, I don't know if he really knows what his role is on this 76er squad, but you would like for him to shoot more, obviously more than two shots, but yeah, I don't know, 29 minutes, you know, the other night. So clearly wasn't playing as much as he had been playing. It's the least amount of minutes he played in any of these first round playoff games. 49 the night before when he got 19, 34 the night before that, or the game before that, 33, 41, 31, 29 all of a sudden in the closeout game. So there was something behind that. For reason he only shot twice.
When it comes to really bad contracts, though, we might have a new leader in the clubhouse next season because Tobias Harris, that was the last year of his deal. So whether, I mean, if you're Philly, for the love of God, don't bring him back. Like that ship has sailed. You gave him 5 years, 180, and what'd you get out of it? Like, I think it's time to move on there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.